A fond wish, and as timely right now as when the Delmores first sang it back in 1931. And speaking of firsts, welcome to tonight's edition of Mostly Singles, their first recording, a relative cornucopia of firsts from the greats, when they were just emerging and first making their name. I'm Michael Wilde, and this is WGXC 90.7 FM, coming to you not from the Hudson Studio, but rather in an undisclosed location in Claverack, an outer lying area of the city. And I'm hoping that this show tonight will remind us of our dreams as balm for the soul and spirit. So that was Alabama Lullaby, the Delmores on the Columbia label from 1931, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia on Wednesday, October 28, 1931. Alpin on guitar, Raybon on tenor guitar, and Novel Youth. The flip side is Got the Kansas City Blues, this their first record. Also, their only Columbia record. After that, it was Victor's budget label, Bluebird, starting in 1933. And the language used in the lyrics is sophisticated from a 21st century point of view. I feel like I need to define some of the words. A zephyr is a sweet breeze from the west. And, you know, this is from a time when people still knew what that meant. I'm yearning for home and the land where I'm going, for a welcome is there for me. I've traveled this land as a vagabond man and longing my own friends to see. And that's how we're starting out tonight, and we're gonna launch this friendly ship with the first recording of Whispering Jack Smith on the Victor label, September 21st, 1925. I'm knee deep in daisies.
I just got a letter from a pal who went away. He's on a short vacation. You know what I mean. Just a little recreation. Well, I guess my pal is feeling better, because here's what he has to say. I won't come back, no, I won't come back. Why, I'm right down here to stay. I'm knee deep in daisies and head over heels long. Why, I'm acting like a clown in a little one-horse town. I'm hazy, I'm crazy, I guess that I'm in love. She's just a farmer's daughter, but say, old pal, you ought to meet her. Every evening in the moonlight down by the old mill stream, while she's dreaming, I am dreaming, well, you know what I mean. I'm falling, I'm falling, and I don't need a show, because I'm leaving daisies and head over heels in love. Lots of fun around a farmhouse while a fella's raising things. I even raise the dickens with all the little chickens. And besides, my little sweetheart has a cow named Sally Green. I'll tell you what, when the weather's hot, you should taste her good ice cream. I'm knee-deep in daisy and head over heels in love. Oh, I'm acting like a clown in a little one-horse town. I'm hazy, I must be crazy. Yeah, I think I'm in love. Just a farmer's daughter, but say, old pal, you ought to meet her. Every evening in the moonlight down by the old mill stream, while she's dreaming, I am dreaming, you know what I mean. I'm falling, I'm falling, and I don't need a show, because I'm needy, lazy, head over heels in love. Yes, sir, I'm falling. I'm falling, and I don't need a show, because I'm needy, Daisy, and head over heels in love.
Thank you. darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you from the bottom of my
I've Got the Girl. Don Clark and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra, vocals Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, on the Columbia label, recorded October 1926. This was Bing Crosby's very first recording, made a couple of months before he made his first recording with Paul Whiteman in December 1926. Can you tell he was about to become Bing? If you can, and you might really be scratching your head trying to find Bing in that song, it's because this Columbia-issued record was inadvertently recorded at a slow speed, which increased the singer's pitch when played at 78 RPM. It would be 2 years before he became a star, and then 20 years after that, quote, the most admired man alive. Ahead of Jackie Robinson and the Pope. Al Rinker was brother of the singer Mildred Bailey, who opened all the right doors for Bing around this time of this recording, and he always acknowledged her for starting him out when it mattered most. We all need each other. It's always true. Another theme for tonight. And before that, Frank. From the Bottom of My Heart, Frank Sinatra with Harry James and his orchestra, recorded on the Brunswick label July 13, 1939. Frank at the very start, his very first record. He's got it all right here, that youthful liquid gold, pitch-perfect intonation, getting inside the heart of the song, the mood, the joy, that spark. Flip side is the hauntingly beautiful melancholy mood, which we'll be hearing soon. I'm playing both sides of a lot of these records tonight, since each A or B is a first of its kind. Some debut! And we started out the set with I'm Knee Deep in Daisies. That was the whispering baritone, Jack Smith, from 1925. It was the B-side of his first record and an instant hit. The A-side is Cecilia, which I played what feels like, you know, many moons ago. It was actually the last show, which was time before last month. And that's Whispering on Piano 2, where he started out on a radio show. So, yeah, I know, you're thinking, where's David Bowie? Where's Mick Jagger? Where's Eno? Well, you know, some of them are coming up, some of them not. I'm going to be leaving a lot of them out tonight, but there's a lot here. I've covered a lot of ground, and some of it is pretty surprising, like this early 19-year-old Janis Joplin.
This is a song called What Good Can Drinking Do that I wrote one night after drinking myself into a stupor. What good Give me bourbon, give me gin.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. She's gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon, I say Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon, I'm Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. The one that hits was on one moonlight night. Shine, shine bright. With blue highlights in your eyes. Blue moon, I'm Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said blue moon, I'll keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Thank you.
As does the sun. Look blue, go purple on the Flying Nun label from 1985. Love this, love that flute. New Zealand magic from the group's first EP, Bewitched, and from a place and time that seems impossibly far away, and even more impossibly that I set foot there in New Zealand around this time, albeit too briefly, without a clue about where I was. That's sort of the definition of my 20s. I knew, but didn't know. There's nothing like this group, and a lot of people have tried. A lot of talented people, and they can't touch them. Look Blue, Go Purple, the original. Before that, speaking of original, that was Elvis Presley's original Sun record from 1954, Blue Moon of Kentucky. Bill Monroe's song, that was Elvis with Scotty and Bill, number 209 out of Memphis, Tennessee. And the A side of that single is That's All Right, which Elvis cut for his mother and set the perennial ball rolling. Fat stamp or thin stamp? Which side are you on? My idea was to have a lenticular 3D Elvis stamp that goes from fat to thin at a grazing angle, you know, for the best of both worlds, you know, like the winking Pope. I like to think of myself as an idea man. I think the Elvis people would go for it. I have an original picture sleeve single of Love Me Tender I got from my aunt with Hot Diggity written across his face in ballpoint pen. And the song that preceded Elvis was Gertrude Ma Rainey on the Paramount label from 1923, singing Boll Weevil Blues, Take One. Born 1886, died 1939, Ma Rainey first recorded for the Paramount label in 1923, 3 years after the first blues side recorded by Mamie Smith. Already a popular singer in the Southern theater circuit, Rainey entered recording in full bloom, experienced and stylistically mature. This here is her first session, cut with Austin and her blues serenaders, the traditional Boll Weevil Blues. She was the first popular stage entertainer to incorporate genuine rural blues into her repertoire, which must have really done something to both her and her audiences. The never-before-seen intimacy must have left them all feeling completely exposed. That was new, and we know where it came from, those original blues. Ma Rainey is widely considered the mother of the blues. And you can hear the page turning and the super microphone I've got here. That was Janis Joplin's debut, What Good Can Drinkin' Do, recorded live 1962 at a friend's house. 19-year-old Joplin debut recording, singing about what else? Drinking whiskey, of course. Somebody wrote, on a good set of headphones, you can hear Janis hum the note to enter the next verse. You can hear Ma Rainey without the headphones. This pair of songs should have been on the Everything Comes From Something show, but I fit them here, back-to-back firsts, spanning nearly 40 years, and now almost 100. And this is Michael Wilds. If you're listening now, this is the This is the sound of a something outside. I don't know, some sort of, oh, it's a truck going down the road. Wow, okay, we're going to just keep going on with Little Stevie Wonder. Okay, this is their first recording show. Thank you.
sober. It all for my
Tumbana tujali bisutele, na mwana tumbana tujali bisutele, mama na mwana tumbana tujali bisutele. Mama na mwana peshanga ipata mina kwenda, na mwana peshanga ipata mina kwenda, mama, yo mama, 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 yo mama, mama. Namwana kuya leo twende bayeke, namwana kuya leo twende bayeke, mama, 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 ayo. Mama namwana tumbana tujali bisutele. Namwana tumbana tujali bisutele, mama namwana tumbana tujali bisutele. Tunaimba mulinga la bashone sasa wa jinga huko. Mama namwana peshanga ipata mina kwenda. Na mwana peshanga ipata mina kwenda, mama na mwana peshanga ipata mina kwenda. Mama na mwana tumbana tujali bisu tele. Na mwana tumbana tujali bisu, mama, mama, yo mama, yo mama. Mama, yo. Mama na mwana tumbana tujali bisu tele. Na mwana tumbana tujali bisutele, mama na mwana tumbana tujali bisutele.
Colax's Orchestra on Chance Records, released March 1953, recorded January 28, 1953 in Chicago. If I Can't Have You, their first single. The flip side is Someday, Someway, which I hope to play some way later tonight. The Flamingos are Jake and Zeke Carey, bass and second tenor, formed the group in Chicago after meeting cousins baritone Paul Wilson and first tenor Johnny Carter at a Hebrew Israelite congregation. Earl Lewis then joined, and after some name changes, the Swallows, El Flamingos, the Five Flamingos, wound up as simply the Flamingos. Sally McElroy then replaced Lewis, who joined the Five Echoes, and this, their first single, was a moderate local success. But they still had to develop the striking, complex vocal harmonies and Carter's soaring, ethereal falsetto that cemented them into the firmament. I have a note here. The South Side of Chicago around 1950, bass Jacob Carey, born 1923, was from Baltimore but had been living a while in Chicago. His, quote, cousin, second tenor Ezekiel Carey, born in 1933, came to Chicago right after high school. Here, they both joined the choir of the Church of God and Saints of Christ. This denomination sang hymns in the sad minor keys, creating a feeling and foundation for what would come to be the sound of the Flamingos, and why I love them best. If I could split myself into five harmonious cells, I would split myself into the Flamingos. And before that, Mama Namwana from the Congo. That was Jean Bosco Mwenda on the Canary Records from 2013 from Hata Unacheza, sub-Saharan acoustic guitar and string music circa 1960s. And this is from the liner notes. Compiled in 2007 is a direct response to Mississippi Records Collection Lippi Codidia City Council, that's Kodiya, I don't know how to say that, using many of the same source LPs, most of them serious ethnographic work released in Europe and the U.S. Some songs later wound up on Mississippi's Africa Guitar Box Set. Originally issued as CDR through the True Vine and Weirdo Record Shops. Sound restoration in 2013. Not a first single, but so what? It's why this is mostly singles, so I can qualify everything. John Bosco Mwenda, born 1930, died 1990, was a pioneer of Congolese fingerstyle acoustic guitar music. He was also popular in other African countries, and in the late 1950s and early 60s was briefly based in Nairobi, where he had a radio show and greatly influenced a generation of Kenyan guitarists. His songs feature complex and varied guitar parts, which always seems to be true of the most wonderful musicians. Music is complex and wants to be varied. You know, that's my little editorial comment on guitar, of which I know nothing. I've never played one. But it's my musical take. But, well, there's that sound again. I don't know what that is. Okay, before that was Hey Little Schoolgirl, the Marquees, on the OK label from 1957. Marvin Gaye's first record, where he sang second tenor and baritone in the Marquees, a vocal group from 57 to 60 who sang on the OK and Chess label, featuring former members of the Rainbows and who later became the revamped Moonglows. That's quite a sound we've got going here. Well, some kind of feedback. That was dying down now. Okay. Well, that was Marvin Gaye's first record. And, okay. The members are Rhys Palmer, Marvin Gaye, James Nolan, and Chester Simmons. The flip side is Wyatt Earp, which is not as good. So, talent is talent, right? Here's Marvin Gaye, who's years away from becoming Marvin Gaye, singing in a doo-wop group at age 18. Just a blend, one of four harmonizing voices. Unless you had ears like a bat, it would be difficult to single him out and say, him, that guy, the second tenor, we need that sound, you know? It's amazing to me how the great artists emerge from common clay, this crucible of lead, and hit at just the right moment with just what is needed, using everything they're made of, and so much of it from where they came. In this case, singing in a Pentecostal church in a Washington, D.C. slum in the early 1940s when he was four. This is someone who would go on to shape the sound of Motown, not just with his voice, but with everything he had. Session player, producer, composer, solo artist, Marvin Gaye, here with the Marquees, first out. And we opened it with, I can't remember if I identified the label. That was OK, 1957. And we opened up with the original studio version of Fingertips. That was Little Stevie Wonder on the Tamla label from 1962, from the jazz soul of Little Stevie, his debut record, age 12. This is Stevie Wonder's first album, originally released in September 1962 on the Tamla Motown label. It is a fully instrumental album with Wonder playing organ and harmonica, and also as composer on two of the songs. Here he is on bongos. Also, notably, Marvin Gaye plays bongos on another cut from this album. There's Marvin now with Little Stevie starting into Motown 5 years later from what we just heard. And this is mostly singles. I have an important announcement with regard to the WGXC 90.7 FM community calendar. Most of these events have been canceled. I mean, you know, at this point in the show, I usually read, you know, what's going on around town and the outlying areas of Columbia County. Sometimes we, you know, it goes far away. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Of course, it's been on hold. And you know, normally I would direct you to the WGXC website, and, you know, there's a calendar you can click on, and if you do that, you get a message, which is most of these events have been canceled or postponed because of COVID-19. When consulting the events calendar, please contact the venues for updated information. So there's that sad announcement, but it's not going to be sad for long. I think we're pulling together, and we'll see the end of this sometime. I'm not going to say when, but we'll see the end of it at some point. And this is their first recording, the edition of Mostly Singles. I'm broadcasting from the loft in my house. Somebody's mowing their lawn. This super microphone is picking up every single buzz and click, and I'm gonna get back to the music so you don't have to listen to the motor sound. This is the first song by the Rolling Stones.
Everything's wrong. Me and my baby parted all day long. I'm walking because I could get my car started later from my job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run it to the record. Come on, just me and my baby parted. Come on, I can't get started. Come on, I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run it to the record. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I live with thinking about you. Every time I phone me, sounds like thunder, some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you, come on, always thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder, some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Everything is wrong since I last saw you, baby. I really want to see you out. Don't mean maybe. Doing everything, trying to make you see that I belong to you, honey. You belong to me. Come on, I wanna see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you, and you belong to me. Come on, I gotta see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I've gotta make you see that I belong to you, and you belong to me. Come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Thank you. the pain you won't tell your eating from my heart. It ain't that I don't love you, honey, it's just to make you understand.
You're listening to WGXC ACRA, Catskill and Hudson, 90.7 FM. I'm Michael Wilde, and this is Mostly Singles, their first recording. Thank you.
sunny west, fought me his best, and now is calling me. Got the Kansas City blues, just as blue as I can be. For the harvest moon is calling me to the land from which I roam. Got the Kansas City blues, cause the world's gone back on me. So I'm headed west, gonna do my best to make my way back home.
Delmore Brothers on the Columbia label, 78 RPM, got the Kansas City Blues, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, Wednesday, October 28, 1931. And in case you didn't know by now, I have a soft spot for the Delmore Brothers. I discovered them on a Library of Congress record from, I'm going to say, 35 years ago, something around then. And I only had this one song that I loved. And since doing this show, the mostly singles gig, I've sort of made it my business to find more Delmores. So this is what I'm bringing you tonight, their first record. And that was Alton Delmore and Raybon Delmore on the tenor guitar. The flip side of Alabama Lullaby, which I played at the top of the show. I've been playing a lot of Delmores lately because it calms me down. And there's a book Alton wrote about their lives, which were a struggle, called Truth is Stranger Than Publicity, that's still in print. It came out in 1977. Haven't read it yet, but I plan to. It's quite a story. The act dates from 1926, so it's interesting to me that their very first record was this one from 1931. That's 5 years on the road before getting anywhere near shellac. And this during the Golden Age, when the number of musicians making records was staggering. Maybe that's why. Maybe the competition was overwhelming. And the Delmore Brothers, as we can hear, were ahead of the curve. That never helps. I'm crediting them with rockabilly, among other innovative waves. When I finish the book, I'll bring you more. I've loved them from the very first song. And, you know, I'm not exactly a country music guy. The yodeling blues either. I mean, you know, one of those goes a long way. I like a field holler, which is sort of yodeling. It was the way shepherds got information to one another, so there's a call and response. You can hear it at the end of Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. Those are yodelers calling to each other on different mountaintops. So musically, this has ancient DNA. Before that, Teasing the Frets, Nick Lucas on the Brunswick label from 1923, another 78. Not a first record, but a good one. My friend Sarah hit me to this side. She found it in a stack in somebody's basement, and I thought I might be interested, and she was right. I recognized the name from a 1929 record he did of When My Dreams Come True, the Irving Berlin song from The Coconuts with the four Marx Brothers. He didn't sing it in the movie, and the arrangement is different, but I like it. I played it once, and you can find it in the archives. I don't know which show. Which would give you an excuse to hunt through the old mostly singles shows and try to find Nick Lucas. Which would always be fun. Before that, Muscle Shoals Blues. That was Thomas Fats Waller on the OK record from the OK label, A record from October 21st, 1922. His very first side at age 18. And there's that lawnmower again. An early blues written by pianist and songwriter George W. Thomas. Thomas was a one-time partner of Clarence Williams in the music publishing business back in New Orleans, and Williams, a composer in his own right, had been working to get young Waller onto the record. Two earlier attempts failed when Fats didn't show up. Now, this is really loud. Let me see. Is that better? Yikes. All right, it's some kind of feedback, I think. All right, it's throwing me off. The producer on this session brought the sheet music for Muscle Shoals Blues to the studio, so maybe the first time Fats had seen it? Probably. By all reports, he gave it a cursory look before doing this one and only take. It so pleased the producer that he asked Waller to improvise a B-side. The result, Birmingham Blues, which is coming up later in the show, so you're getting the whole first record. And we started out with My Two Timin' Woman. That was Buddy Holly recorded in 1949, a mono recording from the Complete Studio Recordings and More. This is the full 2 minutes and 14 seconds wire recorder version, transferred to an acetate, then to tape, not the shortened version from the Collector's Edition 45 RPM single, just so there's no confusion. Wire recording was the first magnetic recording technology, predating magnetic tape, an analog type of audio storage in which a magnetic recording is made on a thin 37 gauge, which is extremely thin, steel wire. This is the earliest known recording of Buddy Holly, here at age 13, before his voice changed, singing a song by Hank Snow. That's Clarence Eugene Hank Snow with Buddy on vocals and acoustic guitar. Pre-Elvis, pre-That's All Right Mama by a good 5 years. Buddy was a true pioneer. And we'll get out of the lawnmower mode and keep going with more on the Canary Records. Not a first, but a good one. She caught me red hot. Thank you.
me down to a shady mango tree that's two jaws by the sea. There I stick with a very lovely gal, cause I was double crossing my gal. The moon and stars so very bright, and in my hands I held her very tight. I told her how much I love her, and she said the same to me. She hugged me more tightly, and on my lips and started quivering. I became so thirsty and uneasy, all I wanted was a kiss. With her caresses, my love, she would die if she misses. It's on the point to kiss her rosy lips. Suddenly a voice came from around and said to me, "Stop it, I see." Oh gosh, and I said, "Who could it be?" "It's me, your darling one." Then I knew she caught me red hot.
Melancholy moon.
one guess who that was. And if you guessed David Sedaris, you're wrong. It was Billie Holiday with Benny Goodman. Another Columbia 78 recorded November 27th, 1933. Your mother's son-in-law. Billie at age 18, her first studio recording from a Benny Goodman session, his first as leader. The label calls this Your Mother's Son-in-Law, but Billie correctly sings My Mother's Son-in-Law. The song was featured in the musical review Blackbirds of 1934. Musicians include both Tea Gardens, that's Charlie and Jack, Shirley Clay, Art Carl, Buck Washington, or Joe Sullivan at piano. There's some dispute. I've been meaning to play a Joe Sullivan song. It was part of the Rich Comedy Show, and I never, you know, it didn't fit. But it also didn't fit the other shows where I take leftovers and gather them together and play them. And sometimes during fundraisers, I'll use these discarded choices. And so far, my Joe Sullivan is unplayed. And if I run out of time at the end of this show, which I might, because this one's really flying, I might go look for it and play it. It's pretty great. Anyway, there's some dispute about whether or not that was Buck or Joe at the piano. Gene Krupa was on that one, and others as well. The Bledsoe she's singing about here is Jules Bledsoe, a baritone as famous then as Paul Robeson, and I'm thinking likely just as charismatic. If you're joining me, WGXC, this is mostly singles on Michael Wilde. I pulled together a show I'm calling their first recording, mixing it up with one or two, you know, other records that I just love that I think fit well with what I'm playing today. And it's the first record or recording that I could get my hands on of these well-known balladeers, singers, musicians, guitar players, rock and rollers, crooners. I mean, you know, the household names of then and now. And just to give you an idea of how they sounded right in the beginning, right when they first went into the studio and cut aside. So, you know, it's pretty surprising. Sometimes it's not that surprising. You know, I'm not surprised that Frank, you know, sprouted from Zeus's head fully formed, you know, that with his golden vocal cords. You know, that before the Billie Holiday song, that was Melancholy Mood. That was Frank with Harry James and his orchestra on the Brunswick label, recorded July 13th, 1939. That was the B-side of Frank's first record, and a haunting refrain written by Vic Knight and Walter Schumann. Wow, and there's that sound again. Maybe if I talk closer to the microphone and turn down the, try to get the feedback loop to go away. Jeez, I don't know. Technology, folks. We're improvising here at WGXC to bring you these shows. And I don't know what that is. I'll find out and hopefully eliminate it by next time. Sorry about that. Okay, we're talking about Frank, and you all know who he was. In this case, I don't have to do the little bio. He was from Hoboken, married Ava Gardner, had a really great singing career, motion pictures, Interestingly, this, like the A-side, didn't chart, though it's charting in my ear and has been for days, filling me with solace, sadness, warmth, and consolation. The magic of Frank. And before that, and before the buzzsaw, we opened with She Caught Me Red Hot. That was a number from Sierra Leone, from S.E. Rovion Canary, from 2013. Well, the record is from 2013. This is from the album called Hata Una Cheza, Sub-Saharan Acoustic Guitar and String Music, circa 1960s. Not a first record, so far as I know, but something beautiful I wanted to play. African fingerstyle guitar. Suleiman Ernest, or S.E. Rogi, born 1926, died 1994, was a highlife and palm wine guitarist and singer from Sierra Leone. He supported himself as a tailor and became a professional musician in the 1960s, forming a band, the Morning Stars, in 1965. He came over here in 1973, playing elementary and high schools across California, then moved to the UK in 88 on the invitation of a British DJ, forming the Palm Wine Tappers in 1991. He died right after recording his, well, obviously, last album, Dead Men Don't Smoke Marijuana. And I guess he would know. Well, that was a cheap shot. Okay. This is their first recording. I'm Michael Wilde. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. What do I want to call this? The home studio version of the show. And there goes my voice. Okay. This is next. Speaking of firsts, Tom and Jerry, and it's called Hey Schoolgirl, and it was recorded in 1957, and then I'm gonna let you guess who Tom and Jerry are. Okay, here we go.
Papaloochie-pa, you're mine, say woo. Papaloochie-pa, you're mine. Hey, schoolgirl in the second row. The teacher's looking over, so I gotta whisper way down low. You say woo, papaloochie-pa, let's meet at the school afternoon. She said, hey, babe, there's one thing more. Our school is over at a 4:30. Let's meet after school at 3. She said, hey, babe, I got a lot to do. It takes me hours when my homework's through. Something will go steady, so don't you fret me. Not yet. Bye.
someday,
someway,
baby, you'll realize that you can't go around breaking hearts and telling lies. Oh, someday,
someway,
baby, you'll find it too good that you can't go around breaking hearts and loving you. Well, you
just like you did for me.
Oh, oh, someday,
someway,
oh, baby, you see the light that you had a good man, but you just couldn't treat him right.
Someday, Someway, the Flamingos with King Kolax's orchestra on the Chance label, released March 1953, though recorded January 28, 1953. This was the B-side to If I Can't Have You. And just, they were 6 years away from the mystical, mystifying sound that's so endemic to any Flamingos end recording. When the end sessions from 59-60 with those complex harmonies, this was all in the future. So this was the Flamingos right out of the gate. Someday, Someway, and they did. Before that, Birmingham Blues, that was Thomas Fats Waller on the OK. That was the flip side of the OK record from 1922, October 21st. The Muscle Shoals Blues was the sheet music that he was handed. And to fill out the record, he was asked to provide an original on the spot improvisation, and this is it, the Birmingham Blues, and it's pure Fats Waller demonstrating his gift from the gods, right then and there, one take, his first record. And if it sounds like a player piano, it's because that's how he learned how to play stride. He had these piano rolls of James P. Johnson and other great innovators in that style of music, and he slowed down the, he had a player piano, he disconnected the mechanism enough so that he could slow it down and place his hands on the keys as they were going down. So he learned how to play stride that way when he was a teenager. Can you imagine doing that? I mean, it was taken forever, but he that's how he learned how to do it. So it does have a sort of, his first record has that Mechanical Man sound to it, but that he moved on from that pretty fast. That was Fats Waller, age 18. And then we started out with Tom and Jerry singing Hey Schoolgirl on Big Records from 1957. Their first professional recording, both at age 15, with a song credit A. Garfunkel and P. Simon on the label. So Tom and Jerry are A. Garfunkel and P. Simon in that order. The flip side is Dancin' Wild, written by Tommy Graff and Jerry Landis. T, Tom, Jerry, Landis. Garfunkel himself, Garfunkel named himself Tom Graff, a reference to his interest in mathematics, and Simon Jerry Landis, Paul Simon, Jerry Landis, after the surname of a girl he had dated. Everly Brothers, anyone? And for that matter, the Delmores? See how it merges and morphs? Simon and Garfunkel met in elementary school in Kew Gardens Hills in Queens in 1953. And, let me see if I can do something about that. And, where they learned to harmonize together and began writing material. They formed a street corner doo-wop group called the Peptones with three friends and learned to harmonize. By 1957, under the name Tom and Jerry, the teenagers had their first minor success with Hey Schoolgirl. And then after that, it was a lot of nothing. I think they regrouped and came back as Simon and Garfunkel that we all know and love. Okay, we're coming round the corner, nearing the end of this edition of this homespun, rough-hewn edition of Mostly Singles, their first recording, and now we're going to go back to 1926 with Ruth Etting, Nothing Else to Do.
All day long, things are wrong, life's no song, since you went away, dear. I just sit and cry, cry, cry. Empty space fills your
That's alright, Mama, anyway, do. Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's alright, that's alright, that's alright, Mama, anyway, do.
Live at the BBC for Pop Goes the Beatles, August 13th, 1963. The Beatles on air live. No studio tricks. No lawnmowers either. That was, Beatles purists out there will say, no, that wasn't their first record. It was My Bonnie with Tony Sheridan. Well, you're right. That was their actual first record, and they were advertised on the label as the Beat Brothers, and that was a Capitol record from 1962, Capitol Decca. And I have it lined up. It's very bad. It's not anything I really wanted to play. And that Please Please Me was their really first breakout. Well, it was, that one and P.S. I Love You, and what was the other one? The one with the harmonica. Yeah, that those records were, I consider the Beatles' first records, and I love them, and I love that live BBC. It's beautiful, and this feedback doesn't want to stop. Okay, there's only a few minutes left to this show. Before that was Elvis Presley singing That's All Right on the Sun label, July 19th, 1954, an Arthur Crudup song that was Elvis, Scotty and Bill, number 209. That was the historic Sun record out of Memphis, Tennessee, and that was the A-side. And then we started out with Ruth Etting singing... She was singing Nothing Else to Do. That was on the Columbia label from February 1926. Written by Goodwin Shea and Berger, recording in Chicago. Her very first record for Columbia with Let's Talk About My Sweetie on the flip. America's Sweetheart of a Song, also known as the Sweetheart of Columbia Records. Ruth Etting. Born 1986, died 1978, American radio star, dancer, singer, and actress of the 1920s and 30s, whose life story was depicted by Doris Day in the 1955 romantic music drama Love Me or Leave Me, one of Etting's signature songs. You've been listening to mostly singles on Michael Wilde. Their first recording was the theme of this one. I had this in the box for last month, but everything turned upside down, and I had to figure out how to set up from home and learn this confounded technology, and we're still working out the kinks. I'll play the kinks next time. Let's see. Coming up at 10 p.m., Battlefield Earth with Dan Seward. Mostly Singles is produced for Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM in the Hudson Valley in New York State. And let's talk about my sweetie. Good night.
Gonna hear.